Welcome to the Storefront Church Radio program. This is your brother in Christ Jesus, Freddie Wilbanks, thanking you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial, or this radio station's internet connection, or our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1812. The initial air date for this program is for Palm Sunday, March 25th, 2018. Thank you for praying for this ministry. There's plenty of room for everyone at the Storefront Church. If you like, you can stand or sit right there. Some like to stand during the music and worship. Now that you're here, we want you to rest in the peace of Jesus Christ and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of listeners. If you'd like to sponsor the Storefront Church radio program, you can donate at our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or call area code 989-871-9668. Help us to reach the world with the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ by visiting our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or by calling us at area code 989-871-9668 with your pledge of support. Once again, reach us at our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or call area code 989-871-9668. We want to thank the friendly people at Wynn Flower Shop in Wynn, Arkansas, for providing the palm branches for everyone in the recording studio for today's Palm Sunday service. They've been so friendly and gracious to us, and we want to thank them for the palm branches that they've provided for everyone here in the studio today. If you ever need flowers west of Memphis, Tennessee, and in the northeast corner of Arkansas, be sure to visit our friends at Wynn Flower Shop, 1210 North Falls Boulevard in Wynn, Arkansas. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival in this nation, a nation needing to repent of its multitude of sins against the Lord God Almighty. Pray for repentance among our fellow citizens, bureaucrats, corrupt government officials, and the invaders. Agree with us in prayer for our missionaries, veterans, and Christians, many who have been killed and wounded because of God's word, profession of faith in Jesus Christ, righteousness, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, pick up one of those dog-eared hymnals, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this Sunday service is going to be a little bit different in that this Palm Sunday service is going to be a little bit different in that we're not going to do probably songs that are traditionally done on Palm Sunday. We're going to do some songs that have been requested. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus loves me, this I know.
Child come in. Yeah.
just loves me still. In the nighttime, angels will, from his shining throne on high, come watch o'er me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Lots of songs been written about mama's prayerful pleas. Not too much has been spoken about daddy's on their knees. When I crossed the Jordan, I expect to see the Savior who died. Daddy that prayed for me. Cheap carpet on the floor, and dinner by bony knees. Rag quilt on the bed, caught the tears shed for me. The Bible's faded pages face the ceiling fan and lights. I know the God of heaven heard those midnight cries. I know that those tears were never shed in vain. I know Daddy's prayers live on in Jesus' name. I know that those tears were never shed in vain. And I know Daddy's prayers live on in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's lots of songs been written about our sinful deeds. Don't seem too manly talking about daddies on their knees. But in life's darkest moments, things comfort me are the risen Savior's message, knowing daddy. it in vain. I know Daddy's prayers live on in Jesus' name. I know that those tears were never shed in vain. And I know Daddy's prayers live on. Daddy's prayers live on in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I know God hears the midnight cry, and I know God sees. Thank you. in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I don't trust him, I'll be less than a man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Put down on my knees, I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That mountain, it's too high. Oh, and the valley is too wide. Down on my knees, oh, I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding on. Hold on to my hand. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. The children of Israel used it too. They crossed the Red Sea of destruction, for God was there to see them through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. The Ten Commandments tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my roadside, and Jesus will take me safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. Thank you. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, until my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the cross. O Lamb of God, bring its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, until my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, in the cross, oh, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. sing for me a prayer song while I take my journey home, not afraid to bid this world goodbye.
all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Ghost. And truly, Lord God, you are all we need. Heavenly Father, as we come to you now, we just want to thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness, your patience, your long-suffering. We want to thank you for your creative power, for the heavens declare your glory and your creativity. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for your restoring power. The climax of restoration was through Jesus Christ's atoning work on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. And we thank you for this. Lord God, we just thank you, oh yes, Lord, for being so good to us. We thank you, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, yes, your goodness, your patience, your long-suffering. We thank you, dear Lord, for your delivering power, your saving power, your restoring power once again, dear Lord, and your healing power. Dear Lord, your power to provide. And dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your word. And Lord God, we ask that you please help us to be people of the word. Dear Lord, your word tells us that if a man loves me, he will obey my word. Oh, Lord God, help us this hour and in our lives, dear Lord, to obey your word. Help us in the sharing of your word, in the preaching of your word. We thank you, dear Lord, that your word, oh, Lord God, is shared through those who preach. And, dear Lord, even though the world is wise, they're wise in their own eyes, but we know that your word tells us that the wisdom of man is foolishness to God, and that he has chosen to redeem the world through the foolishness of preaching. And, oh, Lord God, we thank you and ask that you touch us in this hour. Then give us, dear Lord, guidance from your Holy Ghost and power, and direct our paths and our words, and, dear Lord, the message that's going to be shared in just a few moments. Lord God, we pray, dear Lord, for the persecuted Christians around the world. And Lord God, we pray, dear Lord, especially for the Korean Christians, the North Korean Christians who are being imprisoned and tortured and tormented. And Lord God, again we cry out to you and ask, dear Lord, touch them and give them manna from heaven. Manna, dear Lord, bread, sustenance that their captors know not of. And give them fresh, pure, clean water from the rock, oh Lord. And dear Lord, let us join with them in rejoicing, for you have done this. Dear Lord, we thank you for moving in world events. And Lord God, we pray, dear Lord, as we are commanded to do against the powers of darkness, dear Lord, that those such, dear Lord, as the captives in North Korea and around the world would be set free. We pray for revival, Lord God. We pray that your people, dear Lord, would earnestly seek your face and agree with us as we cry out to you, Lord God, call out to you for revival in our lives, in our families, in our churches and communities, and in this nation. Oh, Lord God, rebuke the sinner. Convict them by your Holy Ghost and power and by the preaching of your word, and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for our friends and family, our wives, our husbands, our spouses, Lord God, our children, grandchildren and descendants. And Lord God, we lift them up before you. And dear Lord, pray, dear Lord, that they of their own volition would accept your great plan of salvation for their lives. Oh, Lord God, this is what we desire, and we know it's what you desire, that many should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Touch the various ministries and ministers around about us, those, dear Lord, who lift up Jesus Christ as the Son of God, born of a virgin, living a sinless life, dying on the cross for us, rising from the dead and interceding at your right hand right now, waiting for your say-so to come back and to take that which is his from this earth, dear Lord, and come again, dear Lord, at the time appointed to set up his kingdom on this earth. And, dear Lord, in the new heavens and new earth, dear Lord, reign supreme. Oh, hallelujah. Let us worship and praise and adore you in this life while we have choice. Oh, Lord God, let us make the choice, dear Lord, to choose that which is all we need, Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, and the precious Holy Spirit. We pray for revival dates that are being prayed over, dear Lord, up in Gage Town. Lord God, open the doors for us, Lord God. And then, dear Lord, by your Holy Spirit, draw in those, dear Lord, who are true worshipers, and draw in those who need to hear the word of God, and draw in those who need to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and draw in those, dear Lord, of various needs and desires, and, dear Lord, through worship and prayer, Lord God, dear Lord, meet their needs, answer their prayers, and, dear Lord, display your wonders in and among, and use us for your honor and glory. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. It is such a delight to be with you this hour. I am just thrilled from the innermost out. I can't explain. Words escape me from the ability to share with you the joy that I feel this hour. There's so much that I would like to share with you this hour, but I don't have the time. We've got a very pressing message, but let me just say that my Aunt Margaret Sharp from Memphis, Tennessee, one of my mother's sisters, passed away, and recently, just before the recording of this service, we went to her celebration of her life, her funeral, if you will. And it was such a wonderful thing to be able to gather together with relatives from her side of the family. Her sons and some of her granddaughters were there, and some cousins and different ones, and her husband, Brother Ezra Sharp, who had passed away here a few years ago. His family was in attendance, and it was a wonderful time. You know, it may sound in the ears of the world, this sounds terrible, but it was truly a wonderful time. It was a wonderful occasion. You know, we were able to. God gave us safe travels. We crossed the Mississippi River a half a dozen times or more, and got to look down on it, the flooded Mississippi River, and got to see so many things, and got to do a little sightseeing a little bit on the way back home. Got to visit a place called Sharp's Chapel. It's named after my aunt's family on her husband's side. It goes back decades, back into the last century, and it was a church where my own grandfather preached at in the 1940s, and so we were able to visit that and a few other things and see some loved ones, and so many things happened that I would just love to share with you, so many good things. You know, the world misses it. You know, when someone passes away who's in the Lord, not always, but many times, those loved ones are gathered together, and for some families, and in our particular case, in this side of the family, that's as close to a family reunion as we get. And as the more the loved ones pass away, the older ones, the less and less we get together. But it was a joyous time, and that's part of the reason why this program is a little bit different this hour. But this Palm Sunday, let's take our Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 21. And let me remind you, please keep praying for the persecuted Christians around the world, and especially those Christians in North Korea, that God will move back the powers of darkness. I believe we're beginning to see that, and which is encouraging, and we need to pray earnestly that the powers of darkness would be pushed out of the way, and that the word of God can be declared, and that these persecuted ones will be set free and be able to worship the living God as they want to in freedom. Also, continue to agree with us in prayer against abortion. You know, there's been some progress made against this terrible, terrible sin that our country and our fellow countrymen, many of them, are committing, and we need to continue against the evil that is abortion and so many other things, and I pray that you continue to agree with us in prayer for revival. Pray with us that the doors will open up there in Gagetown, Michigan, in that vicinity, and we're one of the radio stations there that broadcasts this service out of, and that we would have some wonderful services in the Lord. The title of this message for Sunday, March 25th, 2018, Palm Sunday, is Who Is This? That's the title. Who is this? So let's turn to God's Word and reading from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Who is this? Almost like saying, Who do you think you are? Who is this? In verse 6 of Matthew chapter 21, verse 6, we read again, The disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. I've been doing some praying and studying and soul searching. And I've been made painfully aware in my own life, and I can see also around about me, that there are many of us who have not done what Jesus has commanded us to do. Some have forsaken completely to gathering together and worshiping the Lord God. Some no longer pray. Matter of fact, I saw the headline for an article here in the last few days where I think it's 40 or 60%, maybe 60, but if it's only 40%, it's way too high, that Christians, professing Christians, never open their Bible and read it. 40% of the Christians never open their Bible and read it, and it may have been as high as 60%. Oh, Lord God, forgive us. You know, it has irritated my wife sometimes, at times when I carry my Bible with me. But when she has quizzed me about it or whatever, you know, one of my responses is that I got to carry it. I don't have it memorized yet. And oh, as feeble-minded as I am, the only way I would ever have it memorized is by the miraculous power of God. Oh, hallelujah. But we're going to be responsible for all of it, whether we have it memorized or whether we've read it or not. And it's befuddling, it's astounding, it's annoying to me that the wicked in this world, some of the wicked of this world, know the Scripture better than Christians, professing Christians do. And it's interesting that they know it, but it's also they are without excuse. They will be without excuse in that day when they're called before the Lord God. And so it is here in the sixth verse we read, the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded. And what are some of the things, or maybe a thing or two, that Jesus commands us? In Mark chapter 16, 15, it tells us, And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Oh, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, forgive us. And that's the reason why we want to be in a place spiritually where God can use us in a great and mighty revival. I was in a place where a pastor was sharing that he believes that the Lord has revealed to him that there's going to be a revival in this country, and it's going to break out on the East Coast and some of the eastern states, the southeastern states, and that it will spread across the United States. And praise God. But, you know, I would love to see, and I don't want to hinder God for a moment, but I would love to see the Lord work through us here in Michigan, work through us here in Owosso and in Gagetown and Saginaw, Bay City and all these places, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, and want more of God and want this world in which we live changed by the power of God for the good of the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord God, use us. Let us be obedient, and let us, dear Lord, not just be carriers of the Bible, and let us carry it, but so many don't even carry it to church anymore. Some churches have got it in the back pew, but even those Bibles in the back pews never get open. And what a shame. In verse 9 we read, "The multitudes went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Oh, we're looking forward to if the Lord opens the doors for having a revival where it is bathed in prayer. And we're asking you now, not to wait till the date is set and the doors are open, but begin right now to pray for a mighty move of God, that the Spirit of God would move. And these times, because we anticipate if the doors open and we're allowed to go in, that we will have time of prayer, we'll have time of worship and praise and prayer and word and preaching and prayer and hallelujah. So let's start praying now, agreeing together in prayer now. In verse 10 we read, "And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? When the Spirit is poured out and comes, the people around sometimes want to ask, What is this? Not only, who is this?" In verse 12 we read, "And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves." And last year when we were studying in the book of Daniel, you recall that the decree had been made, and they went back and they rebuilt the temple. And I have shared with you that there is going to be another temple built, and there are exciting things happening in the Middle East and in Jerusalem and Israel right now. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of Christ comes, the apple cart gets turned over. That's what happened. Christ came into the place, and just like light and darkness don't mix, I know there's sunrise and there's dusk and all that, but you have light and you have darkness. And in Christ there is light. And in the evil of the world and in the evil one of this world is darkness. And we want to rescue as many as possible from darkness and from eventually, if they don't repent, from utter darkness. We want to snatch them away. We want to snatch them away from the powers of the enemy. And that's the reason why we need to start praying and interceding with God that he would move mightily in these services that we anticipate, not just in these services that are broadcast on the radio. And we thank God for what he does and in the lives he's touched through these broadcasts over the radio. But, oh, Lord God, we look forward to that time when we gather together for the sole purpose of lifting up Jesus Christ and declaring that he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and every knee shall bow. But we need to bow the knee now, and the sinner needs to come and confess their sins to Jesus Christ and turn from them, repent of them. And when Jesus comes into a place and the Spirit of God comes into a place, things are turned over. And there were those who were crying out, "Who is this? that's come along and upset the apple cart. And when the Spirit of God moves, sometimes even good people, professing Christian people, they're set aback. This is not the way we used to do it. This isn't how it was done. Oh, but we want the Spirit of God. It says in the Word in the 13th verse, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. When people really pray like Jesus prayed, people want to know, who is this? Oh, hallelujah. Have you been praying like Jesus prays? Have you been prostrate on the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane crying out to God for God's move and for God's will? Not my will, but thy will be done. And in the 15th verse we read, when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, they said, who is this? Oh, hallelujah. And when the children was crying in the temple, they were saying, who is this? And they were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. And they were sore displeased. Sometimes religious people get displeased when the Spirit of God moves and lives are changed for the good and miraculously changed. And people set aside the sin and the filth that's around them. Oh, these people, these righteous people ask Jesus, self-righteous people ask, hearest thou what they say? And Jesus says, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Oh, friend, if you've never put on the garment of praise, we encourage you to do so and gather with us when the date is set to praise and worship the living God and call sinners from sin into glorious light. Are you ready for revival? Are you ready to pray and worship and praise, hear the Word of God and preaching as never before, as maybe as you've not heard it before? I hope so. I don't think so. But if you are, there will be those who ask of you, who is this? I don't think many of you are ready, but I hope you're getting ready. Agree with us in prayer and let us pray down the power of God, that we might be lifted up in our spirits and that many might come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.